The invasion at the southern border is about to get a whole lot worse. It's Thursday, May 11th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thank you for listening to the Texas Minute. If you couldn't tell, I'm not Michael Quinn Sullivan. In fact, Michael is on location right now tracking our first story. Filling in, I'm Brandon Waltons with some of the top stories in Texas right now. With the Trump-era Title 42 immigration policy expiring at midnight tonight, thousands are preparing to flood across into Texas and the country illegally. Title 42 is a public health order that allows customs officials to send illegal aliens from COVID-19 impacted areas back across the border without processing them through the federal court system. The Biden administration has reportedly ordered Border Patrol officers to release illegal aliens into the United States without proper processing when the order expires. According to a new report, if non-governmental organizations run out of resources to house illegal aliens, Border Patrol will release them without setting a court date or registering them with the immigration program Alternatives to Detention. And although they will be on quote-unquote parole, Border Patrol will only instruct them to visit an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. Already, Border Patrol has apprehended 26,000 illegal aliens and reported more than 7,000 gotaways entering the country. A gotaway being an illegal alien that has crossed the border, seen on camera, or involved in pursuit, but never apprehended. As Texas braces for the coming onslaught, several border security measures were approved in a late-night meeting of the Texas House that lasted until nearly 2 a.m. The centerpiece legislation, however, was defeated after House Speaker Dade Phelan sustained a point of order on the bill, sending it back to committee past the deadline for bills to be considered. House Bill 20 by State Representative Matt Schaefer would have created a border protection unit to operate under the authority of the Texas Department of Public Safety. The BPU would be responsible for the construction and maintenance of a physical border wall. It would include commissioned and non-commissioned officers in accordance with the needs of the BPU. And most importantly, per a legislative finding or order from the governor that a state of invasion or imminent danger persists under Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, the BPU would have the authority to return illegal aliens to Mexico if certain conditions were met. Well, after a Dallas Democrat representative raised a point of order arguing the measure addresses two separate subjects and that the bill caption was insufficient, House Speaker Dade Phelan sustained the motion, killing the bill. Although 10 members could appeal the ruling of the chair, allowing the full body to vote on whether or not to sustain the point of order, no such vote took place. Following the trial of Army Sergeant Daniel Perry, who shot and killed an armed Black Lives Matter protester in summer of 2020, a verdict has been reached, sentencing Perry to 25 years in prison. In early April, a Travis County jury convicted Perry of murdering 28-year-old Garrett Foster. In downtown Austin on July 25, 2020, Foster had pointed an AK-47 at Perry while a group of BLM protesters surrounded his car and began to bang on it. Perry, who was stationed at Fort Hood and was driving for Uber for extra income, says he honked his car horn at protesters blocking an intersection. Perry's defense team says Foster raised the firearm at Perry, leading him to use his handgun in self-defense. Governor Greg Abbott has requested a recommendation for a pardon from the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles, which the Texas Constitution requires prior to a pardon from the governor. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
After a man dressed in lingerie performed at a drag show for children in Fort Worth with his crotch completely exposed, Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare says Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager needs to hold businesses accountable for these sexually charged events. At the event hosted by Tulips FTW in Fort Worth, children were also given cash by their parents to tip the male performers, similar to a strip club. Judge O'Hare says Tulips may have acted as a sexually oriented business with potentially nude performers and should be subject to paying a sexually oriented business fee by the comptroller. And while comptroller Glenn Hager has investigated similar venues previously to determine if they are required to pay the fee, none have yet resulted in fines. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Soli Rice, Katie Marshall, Emily Wilkerson, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. Filling in for Michael Quinn Sullivan, I'm Brandon Waltons. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.